This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Early signs that Congress may want the president to go beyond what he pledged to do to confront ISIS last night. House Speaker John Boehner spoke today. You might say he met the president and raised him some boots on the ground.
An F-16 is not a strategy. And airstrikes alone will not accomplish what we're trying to accomplish.
What are the Republicans trying to accomplish? For that matter, what is Congress trying to accomplish here? With us is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. The reaction, Todd?
Well, John, members of Congress had classified briefings today for a couple of hours with administration officials and intelligence officials. And they came out of those briefings largely supportive of the president's request from last night, which was new authorization to arm and train and aid Syrian rebels in the Free Syrian Army fighting against Assad, fighting against ISIS in Syria. But you heard it from John Boehner there, John. A lot of Republicans also coming out of that intelligence briefing saying it's just not enough. Yes, they support arming the Syrian rebels. They always have. Yes, they support training and advising them and bringing the fight to ISIS and Assad and other al-Qaeda factions within Syria. But they want more done. Listen to Matt Salmon. He's a conservative Republican from Arizona.
From what I've heard from the experts that will be forthright and honest with people, it is the best of the worst strategies that can be offered.
Is this rhetoric and election positioning? I mean, it's not as though Congress can force the president to send, you know, the 101st Airborne.
They can't, but there are a lot of Republicans in Congress who want to first do this authorization that the president wants and then go beyond it, maybe later on, pass a broad authorization of the use of force. They think that even though the president isn't asking for new authority, that he should have it. Salmon is just one of the Republicans, John, who said that the president should go all in. Salmon said Congress should declare war on ISIS.
I mean, this is all very odd because, maybe the Republicans will go and sue the president for not doing as much, particularly if they authorize it. They think he's exceeded his authority on the Affordable Care Act, but he hasn't done enough on confronting ISIS. This seems like a rhetorical exercise.
John Boehner was asked in his briefing today, John, by one of my colleagues, if the president had made a mistake in taking boots on the ground off the table in his speech to the nation last night. John Boehner, the speaker, responded, "There's only one commander in chief." He said, "If it were me, I wouldn't have taken anything off the table, but he's the commander in chief." Now, it might be a rhetorical exercise to find out how many people in Congress would support flooding the zone with American troops. But Republican members of the House are going around saying they want more special ops, more than the 450 boots on the ground the president promised last night, more drones, and that they don't necessarily trust the Iraqi army, even after we get in there to train and advise them even more, to be able to take the fight to ISIS. John, one thing that nobody's talking about very much, and a lot of this was classified in the briefings, is how effective members of Congress think the strategy of this coalition of Muslim governments and Arab-led governments is going to be. The Saudis are going to be arming their assets, rearming their Sunni assets in Iraq. Iran, it is said, is going to be arming Shiite militias. Now, that wasn't discussed. We don't talk to Iran, remember? But there is concern around the halls of Congress, and this is not going to be a surprise to you. With the United States set to arm more Syrian factions within Syria, with Saudi Arabia set to arm Sunnis and Iran set to arm Shiites, what is this situation going to look like years from now when all of the different factions and all of the different rivals within Iraq are more armed, more trained, and more battle-hardened than they already are?
Although Republicans were keen to support the coalition in 2003 when the U.S. invaded Iraq, I'm wondering why they wouldn't necessarily support this coalition that the president talked about supporting a fight against ISIS right now.
Well, they do. They do support it. They do support having the Saudis in the lead largely. They do support what's going on with Syria and the Free Syrian Army and the factions we support there. So they do support that part of the strategy. They just think we need to go further than that.
Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent on Capitol Hill.